He would run and roar after with a third.
Heaven. Garnon?
Yes, at this time I before frost tips.
I guess that's a timely thing to do. Long time, or maybe out gardening. Anyway, this is a matter I need. Manuscript of the East Carolina history about the Poetry Forum.
Right.
That's one thing that I wasn't clear about, and I left myself a note, and I said, see Vernon Ward before you finish this. And I've got everything all finished now, and I've still got to get this put in. I left a place for it, and it's getting ready to go off. So I finished up the last loose end now.
Well, I'm so glad. know you are.
Yeah, I am so glad, too. And
I'm sure people have asked you about it. Well, maybe 5,000 times down the history of it.
Well, they've gotten to be very polite, and you know, and I think some people think maybe I'm so tedious, and let me wearing several different hats. But it's finally finished, and it's off going off to the editor, and I've got the early chapters there, but I've got the latter chapters that I'm in my final stage of revising, and as I said, I still got this big note on my bulletin board, get in touch with Vernon.
Well,
I had put in, I wasn't satisfied with.
Find that it was founded by Pat and Tolson Willis?
No.
Well, it was.
Well, it was about 1960. What?
I took it over in 1964.
That's when you came.
That's right.
And it was already underway.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It had been founded by Pat and Tolson Willis.
How do you spell that? T?
Pat.
Yeah.
Patricia.
Uh-huh.
And T-O-L-S.
Uh-huh.
O-N, I think.
Maybe I could...
Well, Tolson, I'm sure it's an O
Willis.
Instead of an E.
Uh-huh.
Pat and Tolson Willis. It was going when I came in to get my master's degree in 1961, and I joined the group. And they got out a little book called Local Habitation. There's a copy in the library, I'm sure. But you don't want to go do it all that. But... they got out a little, that was the first publication of the Poetry Forum, and it was poetry by Pat and Tolson Willis. Whether they were married at that time, I don't know, and I can't think of her maiden name. But
were they on the faculty?
He was a student, and she was an instructor.
In the English department.
In the English department.
Uh-huh, but that wouldn't be her name.
That's right.
It wouldn't be Pat Willis.
It is now.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what it was then. I really don't remember. But Janice Hardison knows. Janice Faulkner was a close friend of theirs at that time.
Uh-huh.
And... They got out a little pamphlet of poems by the two of them called Local Habitation. Well,
now, was the forum established for I guess East Carolina students, but it's also a community.
It really was. It was established by anybody in Greenville,
mm-hmm.
Or even out of Greenville, anyone who could come to the meetings. Anyone who wanted to write poetry
mm-hmm.
and have it criticized by the group. And, of course, also criticized by Pat and Tolson.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the local habitation was made up of Tad and Tolson Willis and Sanford Peel. Did you ever hear of Sanford Peel?
Yeah, tell me a little bit. S-A-N-F-O-R-D.
Peel, P-E-E-L-E. The three of them, shall I say, before the time of cohabitation, cohabited before Pat and Tolson were ever married. You're not going to put that in the history.
No, I won't put that in history. That's in the other history.
But I'll tell you that.
I see. Now, was he on the faculty, too, or a student?
He was a student.
And was there any faculty involved with this?
Only a cat.
Was that a graduate instructor?
Well, I presume she was at that time.
Uh-huh.
Because I had graduate classes with her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came in 64, I took it over, and I really kept it until 1978 with one intermission. 1 year I was away. When I arrived in 64, Walter Blackstock.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him.
Had taken it over.
He had it at that time.
Right, and I joined him. I guess the first year he was in charge, and we were co-directors for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, 66, after 2 years, I went to Chapel Hill to do further graduate study for 1 year. You see, I had been away from 61 to 64, but then I had a year of leave of absence. And during that year, he took it over.
You were here in 60. I'm not going to get all this in, but I need to sort of get it clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So except for one year, I had it from 64 until 1978 when I retired. And then it was taken over by Peter McCook, as you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we published Tar River Poets, it was called during the time I had it. And he changed the title to Tar River. McCook changed the title to Tar River Poetry.
Well, good. I noticed it was changed, and I hadn't checked to see exactly when it happened.
Right.
But it's now Tar River Poetry.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And during the time I had it, my main motive was to give local students and local poets a chance to be published. Since he has taken it over, he has really made a national, and I guess even an international publication of it. I mean, he doesn't publish as much poetry by our own students and by local people as I did.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he has some rather well-known and frequently published poets from all over the country appearing in it, which is a good idea because that gives him a good entree into all this publication all over the country, you know.
And it's now a national poetry journal. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It caters to poets all over the country now.
But some local. But probably far less.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. There is some local poetry still in it. Yes.
But
the emphasis is not on the local poetry.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, let me ask something else. Was this an official organ of the English department, the Poetry Forum?
Yes, it was official in that it used university funds.
Yeah.
And also in that I had release time, and McCook has even more release time than I had.
Uh-huh. Official. So it is an official.
In other words, the release time was for being director of the Poetry Forum and publishing the little journal, little poetry journal. And McCook I think he has half time off for doing that.
Uh-huh. So, then it is right. I was thinking that. And so it's the Poetry Forum that has sponsored the Tar River poets.
Right,
the
right. It really has been sponsored by the English Department.
The Tar River.
Tar River Poetry has been, and Tar River Poets both were sponsored by the English Department.
But they're tied together. I mean, the Poetry Forum and
the English Department
and the Tar River
poets
are tied together. It's not just that you did both, but you did both as part of the whole.
Right, that's right.
Uh-huh.
The magazine was one of my functions as the director of the Poetry Forum.
Mm-hmm. So it is the sort of organ of that of the Poetry Forum.
I'll tell you one thing, though. The Poetry Forum, while I had it, certainly was not ever interfered with, shall I say, by anyone.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the only thing that I had great help, you know.
And support.
Mm-hmm. From the English office, mailing things and that sort of thing. I had a lot of help, but no interference.
Well, that's good.
It really was good. I felt absolutely free to run that thing just any way I wanted to, all the time I had it.
And it really had the blessing of the very active blessing. I was...
Right. It was mentioned in the University Catalog as one of our official organizations.
Yes. Yeah. And you think maybe it started during Messick's? Well, he was here till 1960.
Messick left in 60, did he?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He left in January 1960.
Well, I came right after he left.
Uh-huh.
Leo was already in charge.
Yeah.
And I came in the fall of 60.
Well, Leo was very supportive of all of this sort of type
right,
of work. I was terribly impressed at his interest in this.
And another thing that we did was to sponsor very important visiting poets through all those years.
You all, that was your, the forum sponsored.
The forum was the one who went out and got the poets and hosted the poets while they were here. Among them were people like William Stafford, James Dickey, you know, some of the top name poets of the country.
Yeah.
Some of those we had read poetry were some of the most important poets in the country.
Let's see. Did that have a name or just that the Poetry Forum sponsored these poetry readings by established poets?
By both established poets uh-huh. and less well-known poets mainly from North Carolina. We had readings by our members of the State Poetry Society also from time to time. And then every year we try to have one poet who had some national recognition.
Mm-hhm. And the history, trying to get the history department to look right here, the English department, supported that financially.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Was there any time between the Poetry Forum and the Rebel when...
There was no time whatever.
Uh-huh. Except that people would write and develop their skills in the Poetry Forum and some of those poems would be published in the Rebel.
We encouraged our poets to submit poetry to the Rebel.
Uh-huh.
Rebel was a student publication, and it was totally independent. You see, we were not a student publication. The Poetry Forum was not a student organization.
Or controlled with SGA funds or anything.
Right. It was
completely.
Run by the administration.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see the difference here, but I was making a point, at least in where I had placed it.
We did try to encourage... the Rebel, our poets to submit poetry to the Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
And Because, well, we tried to find publication for them wherever we could, and the Rebel was one place where some of them did manage to be published.
Yeah, and it was a very well-received publication itself.
It certainly was.
Particularly when Ovid... Well, it's still very good now, but it's become more of an art and less of a literary, I think.
I haven't seen it in the last few years.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful publication. It's an annual now, right? You know, they just get out one issue a year, and it's really a beautiful art as well as literary. I guess it's at least evenly split between the two rather than more literary, which Ovid had. But in placing it in the manuscript, I was I was listing the various publications of the students and giving a write-up and different ones, and then I was going to talk about the poetry form as being a different, you know, and that's what I was trying to get exactly straight. But it was also reflective of the interest and support for arts and cultural development here at East Carolina, which I was just very impressed with, the support that Jenkins gave throughout all of this.
Well, he certainly did. In fact, there were times when he entertained... he did come to a lot of the social activities surrounding the visiting poets.
Yeah.
He was invited, and he attended the social functions, like the dinner for the poet and things like that. He was very cooperative.
Yeah, and I think he thought it was a very good development for East Carolina and trying to, as he was trying to develop its cultural aspects. I said, I've become a real fan of Leo Jenkins from working on this history, and to see all the... irons in the fire that he was dealing with. You know, he was trying to get Carl Sandburg here at one time.
Right.
I see a series of letters and to different people trying to Sam. Let's see, Reagan. I guess there's. I'm trying to recall where those letters are. Not directly from Sandburg, but he was trying to get them to help influence him to come.
Myra, I suggest you give Janice a call because she can straighten you out on Tolson and Cass. If you need the actual beginning of the thing, I mean, Janice was here when I came in 1960.
Yeah, I believe she came back in 58, maybe.
Yeah. She was... very kind to me, and she was also in that same group that Pat and Tolson were in at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she could tell you more about them than I can.
Okay. Well, now, in doing the Tara reports, were you the editor?
I was. That was my title.
Uh-huh. It was. You were the editor, and you...
And the poetry for it was the publisher.
Was the publisher.
Of course.
And you were the sponsor. Did you select the poet to go in?
Yes, I selected all the work to go in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And helped with your editorial.
Right.
Pencil.
Right.
And things like that. Well, I think it's a very significant number, and I wanted to do it justice, and what I had... A little more vague, and I wanted to get straight on this. And I knew you had been the mainstay of it for as long as I was aware, until you retired.
There was a person who had charge of it the year that I 64 to teach and taught 64, 65, 65, 66. But in 66, 67, there was an English department member who actually carried it on for 1 year while I was away. Mm-hmm. And I took over again when I came back. And I don't remember his name.
Well,
he was someone who didn't stay here long.
Uh-huh, he didn't. I probably wouldn't. You know, I've got to hit the high spots on everything.
All the details,
no, I can't.
All I can remember about him is that he was Jewish.
Uh-huh.
But I can't remember his name.
Well, I think I was...
I wasn't here when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
I was away that year.
Out of it. And,
I saw him a couple of times all together, and the name has just slipped.
And you think that Local Habitation was the first volume?
Well, I know that is true.
Uh-huh. That was published by the Poetry Forum.
It was published by the Poetry Forum, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pat and Tolson organized the Poetry Forum, and they published Local Habitation as an adjunct of the Poetry Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And the next publication was the first number of Tar River Poets.
Of course. Is this Local Habitation just one volume?
Just one volume.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that was the only publication that had been published by the Poetry Forum before I took it over.
Uh-huh.
And while Walter Blackstock was here, he published a cloth-bound volume called Word Gatherers. It's an anthology of poetry called Word Gatherers.
Uh-huh.
And he... That was published while I was away, and I was quite surprised to find myself getting equal billing with him, because I really had nothing to do with it. But on the title page, he gave me the same credit he gave himself.
Well, that was nice.
It really was.
I mean, and he left shortly after you were back here, weren't you? Didn't he?
Blackstock. Yes, I don't remember the year.
Uh-huh, I can check
it
that.
It has been quite some time ago.
Yeah, I knew I was familiar with him, but I hadn't checked and all that, and I probably won't put in all of these fine points there, but I did.
Well, we can't have a history of the Poetry Forum.
Well, no, maybe some of this will encourage other, you know, groups to do their own specific histories, because it's pretty hard to do it, but I sure didn't want to publish history of the university without a good account of the Poetry Forum.
Ira, I would certainly hate to write a history of the Poetry Forum since I didn't take notes along the way. you know, the memory does play tricks once in a while.
Oh, it does. It does indeed.
We do.
Along with the typewriter and other things that play tricks on me.
That's right.
Well, I thank you so much, Vernon.
Well, I certainly have enjoyed talking to you very much.
Well, I...
I'm glad that we are going to be mentioned.
Oh, yes, indeed. Just hope it's going to be right now, but I think I've got it straight now.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.